1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
About pork loin, but no one really knows how to make it. At Ted's of Beverly Hills, we slow roast that pork loin all week. And when you come in, it cuts thin and luscious.
And this portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted is at Ted's of Beverly Hills, the owner. And Ted, congratulations on coming up, I think, is your 26th, right?
Our 26th anniversary, Phil, is going to be coming up on June 17th. We're going to have a happy hour. It's going to be all day. And we're featuring family specials. We've got the baseball steak that is so popular, the tinfoil baked potato tree, of course, as usual, and Ted's half price. So we're really looking forward to a great anniversary, 26 years in the same location here at Canaan at Beverly Hills. And for just me personally, Phil, I'd like to thank you for the many years of sponsorship.
You had Joshua out at the restaurant with your Corvette, right?
Phil, I'm a lover of cars, and God has blessed me, and knock wood, good fortune has allowed me to collect automobiles that I think are classics. The car that Joshua, who is my 11-year-old, loves the 59 Corvette we've got. It is a 282 cubic inch, fuel-injected, about 290 horse. It's two-tone, the classic 59 two-tone, red and white. And I'll tell you what I did, Phil. I had Joshua with me at the restaurant. He loves the car, and I'd taken the Corvette out of the garage because I told him about the Corvette. And I told him also about its place in automotive history. I don't think for power, for engineering, and for beauty, and for physical design, I don't think anything beats the Corvette, especially the 59 or 60. And my son is 11, so he really isn't close to driving age, but he came to the restaurant with me last weekend.
Now, this was the 59 Corvette, so we're not talking about a Stingray.
No, no, this is the precursor to the Stingray. And again, the Corvette's it's 282 cubic inch, before the 283, and the fuel-injected 290 horse. He likes the car. We had it in the alleyway, which is a sort of connector street between Canaan and Dayton. Behind the restaurant, I was showing him what is called popping the clutch, and you know what I mean.
Yeah, but to tell the audience what to pop the clutch, there may be some people that don't know the, know the term.
Well, popping the clutch is when you get the RPMs up there, you get the tachometer up, and you have it in gear, but the clutch is in, and you rev the engine, then you let loose of the clutch while your foot is on the accelerator, and you pop the clutch, and you hole shot, or you jump out real fast.
It's kind of a street racing or drag racing technique.
Right, so I'm revving the engine. Oh, and by the way, there's a story connected to this I want to tell you. It has to do with the immigration issue. We're in the alley, and one of the people who works primarily in our kitchen, he also busses table for us, a young guy by the name of Emilio, and I was showing Joshua how the engine's revved and getting the RPMs up. So this Emilio is bringing some of the laundry out of the kitchen. He had busboy and kitchen uniforms to a laundry bin we have, and as he's coming out, he walked in front of these plastic garbage cans we have. Well, the vet was pointed in that direction when I was showing Joshua how to pop the clutch. Fortunately, I didn't have the tachometer up that high, but when I popped the clutch, the vet jumped, and it hit Emilio.
Oh, God, Ted.
Well, it knocked him into these receptacles and right on through against the back of the restaurant. And,
holy God, is he all right?
Well, he broke his arm.
Is that it?
Well, I think that's it. His cousin came and picked him up. They took him down to USC County Hospital.
Wasn't there a hospital closer? I mean, if you're...
Well, I don't know. I mean, that there's one that's going to take him because these people don't have insurance, so it's... Joshua wanted to drive the Corvette himself, so we wanted to take it out onto Wilshire.
Can I interrupt you for just a second?
Sure.
Because I know you... I want to know a little bit more about this young man that you hit.
Well, you've got to understand, his cousin picked him up. They went over to county, USC County. And,
yeah, has he been back to work?
Yeah, he's not... He's about at half speed, which is a concern. I don't know what else to tell you.
But please, well, look, I want you to understand something. I'm not accusing you of anything, but you hit the kid. He was taking laundry out.
No, you got to understand something. Let me educate you. These people are not documented. They're technically, and believe me, Phil, no one is more in support of immigration rights than I am, and the rights of the immigrations to do what they do, but these are not documented people, so they don't have citizenship. And as a result, when you come into our country without citizenship and a freak accident, someone pins you up against a wall with a truck, or you're shot, or so God forbid any of it happens, there's not a whole lot you can do. You can get a ride in your cousin's pickup truck down to County USC.
County, you know, with all due respect, County USC is a toilet. And
no, that is not. I don't. Again, I have to educate you.
No, but if you're in Beverly Hills and take somebody all the way down to USC County,
that's all they can afford. And that's all. They'll take them down to County USC because you don't have to have to.
There's homeless people camped out in that. Look at
this is okay. Do you want to talk about that, or do you want to talk about what I came on the program about?
All right, let me get my phone number out here. 1-800.
Well, but before you do that, I want to be clear as to which topic you want to cover. If you want to cover my experience with my son and showing him the Corvette, or are you going to be talking about this guy that came out of our kitchen while I'm with my son, walks in front of a Corvette? When you see a man and his son in a Corvette, you're going to walk in front of that? In other words, obviously, I was showing the boy.
Let me give our phone number out, if you don't mind, Ted, because the hours with you are always interesting, but they do tend sometimes to be unpredictable. 1-800...
As long as I'm not indicted...
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show with me is Ted Bell. I am interested only insofar as this. You were showing Joshua how to pop the clutch on your 59 Corvette. You popped the clutch, the car shot forward and knocked one of your employees up against the back wall of the restaurant, and he broke his arm. You don't know whether there was anything else wrong?
Well, he was back at work 2 days later, and again, I saw the arm in a sling. I don't know if he's up to full speed or not.
But the problem is, this young man that you hit, is there any concern on your part?
Of course there's concern on my part, but there's only so much I can do. There's only so much I can do.
Well, could you not take him to another hospital yourself, since it was your car that hit him?
Well, no, because technically it is, and this is where I can educate you, Phil, and a lot of your listeners. Technically, if you hit an undocumented person with your sports car, you're not at, or with any car, but let's just say if I hit a undocumented Mexican with a Corvette, what is he going to do? He's not a citizen.
Well, are you telling me you're trying to get out of being responsible?
No. I'm not trying to get out of being responsible, but I'm not responsible. Do you understand?
You're not responsible for hitting that man.
No. No, I'm not. And again, let's remember that as a sponsor on your program, I think I've been as clear as I can. I didn't go to work that day intending to knock this guy into the back wall of my restaurant. It happened, but as an undocumented worker, and this is why we need to document people, and we need to document them so that if I run over a busboy while I'm showing my son a Corvette, and I don't want to do that, but you could then technically say I have some culpability. But if he's undocumented and he's come to this country and he's not a citizen, and I have a member of my family in a high-performance vehicle, and I've popped the clutch at 8,000 RPM, and it drives that man through garbage cans and a brick wall, I am sorry, but what am I going to do? There is nothing I can do.
All right, 1-800...
And we're spending a lot of time talking about it. I wanted to talk about the car and the Beverly Hills Automotive Club.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. I know he wants to talk about his car. I'd be happy to talk about the car. It's a beautiful car. But while he was showing his son how to pop the clutch on a Corvette, he hit one of his undocumented immigrant employees, broke the guy's arm, and there's nothing else he can do about it because the guy's undocumented, he's not a citizen, and so therefore Ted technically isn't responsible for almost, it sounds to me, could have killed this guy. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Ted Bell here on The Phil Henry Show. Ted's of Beverly Hills, our sponsor.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, Steakhouse, come on down.
Well, as long as we're talking about the very unfortunate incident, the back wall that I knocked that guy into happens to be the back wall of Ted's of Beverly Hills, a great steakhouse. And I'm sorry what happened to Emilio.
Here
But you want to know what? He's back working and bussing your table tonight.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. On the peripheral edge of reality. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, come on down tonight to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We've got a thick, beautiful porterhouse, a porterhouse steak, garlic mashed potatoes, your choice, asparagus or beans.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
Portion of the Phil Hendry Show, sponsored by Ted's of Beverly Hills. I don't mean to harangue you on...
Well, the point is, Phil, I've got this beautiful automobile, a 1959 Corvette, red and white. I can give you the specs on it. Snowcrest white, Roman red, tuxedo black interior. I've got a 283 with a fuel injection at 290, and it's about 290 horsepower, you know. So you're talking, and the base price of this car is...
Yeah, but I understand. But the worker that you hit, did you put him?
I put him into it. His cousin had the truck there,
and his cousin took him down to USC Medical.
Well, I told him. I said that's the closest hospital that's going to take him, because they won't take him over at Cedar Sinai. He doesn't. You know, he's not. Obviously, he's Mexican, and being not, you know, which means being not American, and I...
Why not take him in your car? See, what I'm getting at here is, here's a man who you hit. I realize he's not documented.
Phil, we're spending a lot of time. Let me tell you why I didn't take him in my car. First of all, it's a two-seater. Okay. I've got my son with me.
Could you not have put the boy stay in the restaurant?
No, number two, if I can finish what I'm saying, it's a two-seater. Number two, this young man, Emilio, had a lot of the day's smell, you know, the smell of a restaurant. He had the day's smell on him. And so you're asking me why I didn't put him into a 59 Corvette? The leather alone in that car can be devalued up to $3,000 just by putting him... with the smell of prime rib on him, or whatever the day's... I think the day special that day was pork center cut. So now he's got the smell of a pork center cut that he's going to just sink right into my seats.
And this is a man who was hurt. He had a broken arm by virtue of the fact that you had hit him.
I understand that, but technically, I am not... He's. Do you understand this man doesn't even have papers that he belongs to the United States?
And what about the moral obligation?
There is a moral obligation to all of our fellow men. And I try to live up to that as much as I can. But if he doesn't have a visa, your hands are tied.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Brandy. Brandy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I was just going to say... you sound like you care more about your car than you do about your own employee.
No, I care very much about my employees. Very much. I've been in the restaurant business 27 years, counting the year I spent apprenticing with my father here. I know what it is to have employees. I know what it is to care about them. But when a man is not documented as a legal person in the borders of the United States of America, my hands are tied.
Then why would you hire him?
Because he can work for me.
But you don't care enough about him to hurt him and then take him in your own car to a hospital
technically,
to be treated?
Technically, I did not hurt him, because technically he's not a legal resident.
But you still injured him, am I right?
No, technically, no, I didn't.
What do you mean technically?
He broke his arm.
Because I did not hit him, because he's not documented. This is the point I'm trying to make.
But he was still hurt. He broke his arm.
Yeah, he did. I don't know what to tell you, Brandy. Had you been there, you might have taken him. Had Phil been there, he might have taken him. I was there,
but what's
and
the difference
the man
between
did
me
not
and you?
Have a full visa. The difference between me and you? probably about, you know, I shouldn't say probably about 30 IQ points, but no, the difference is...
All right, that's not necessary.
Well, come on. I mean, I'm a business owner.
It seems only humane to take your own employee to the hospital after killing him with a car.
Well, Brandy, when you open up your... business, you can do that.
All right, Brandy, thanks for your call. 1-800, you're not taking the lady's comments seriously.
I'm not sure I knew what she was asking. I don't understand.
What she's saying, isn't it humane?
I answered her question five different ways. She says, what's the difference between me and you? First of all, she's a she, I'm a he. Secondly, your name's Brandy, I'm Ted. I'd rather have my name. You know. Thirdly, a Ted has Captain Morgan and Coke. Brandy's, well, we know what she drinks. And thirdly, what was your question? Because No, I'm serious. I'm losing track of where we're at with this discussion because I was on to talk about a 59 Corvette, and you still got me worrying about whether if I hit someone. Technically, I didn't.
Even though you did?
Yes.
Here is Cameron. Go ahead, Cameron. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I'm absolutely baffled that this conversation is taking place. What I'm hearing is that an undocumented...
You weren't there, so you don't know the particulars.
You know what? I don't think anybody has to be there. I think the question is...
If that man wants to be transported to a hospital by me, why didn't he have documentation?
Hey, buddy, it's not about transportation at this point. The issue is just because you have someone who is an undocumented person doesn't mean he's not alive. Where are you?
The man is alive, but technically it isn't my responsibility. Number two, his brother was there with his truck.
So you put him in the back of the truck and took him down to USC County?
Yes.
Hey, I have to tell you, I think it's an awesome comment that he might stink up your Corvette with the smell of pork. Are you for real?
Are you for real? Are you for no? Because you don't understand what it is to own a business, what it is to be responsible for a business. 7 days a week, we're open on Sundays till 11, which most places close at 9.
Big deal.
And I have a man who is came to this country, you know, rolled the dice, came into this country, said, "Can I work for you, senor?" And I said, "Yeah." But guess what? If I happen to spear you with a Corvette behind my restaurant one night, don't come crying to me.
But that's the amazing part. Who do you think he could go crying to? You're saying no one because he's not documented.
Here's a question. What's he doing in this country?
He's a living.
Wait a minute. What's he doing in? Do you know that one of the strongest restaurant workers unions in the world is in Mexico? One of the strongest. They've got incredible benefits. That guy came up here, rolled the dice, took a shot. Guess what? He got a rear end full of Ted's Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's about
thank you.
Humanity.
I'm done with her.
And you lack.
Well, ma'am, you know where's
humanity.
The humanity in Mexico? Hey, there's another
here.
One. There's another one.
That's why.
That's not my problem, is it? I think he should go back to Mexico and find where the humanity is down there. Why doesn't he go down to President Vicente Fox and ask him for a job?
Mm-hmm.
Ted, you hired the guy.
I hired the guy and gave him a shot. Doesn't mean that I got to go down there with a bouquet of a horseshoe of roses.
All right. Thanks for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686.
I hit that man. I didn't want to hit him, but once I hit him, I looked at my watch. I said to my son, "You want to go to A&W? They got the root beer floats now."
You had that kind of reaction, huh?
Not because I didn't care about the man, but because as soon as I saw him jettison off the front fender into the brick wall, and I realized it was Emilio. It registers when you're a business owner, not documented. It registers.
Let me go over to another phone call here. Michelle, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I think that if this man that he hit had $1 million, it would be a totally different story.
Had $1 million, he wouldn't be in this country. I mean, what are we talking about? You know, you have to understand what you're talking about. Number one, if he had $1 million, he'd probably be an American, would have insurance and citizenship.
Okay, the difference between right and wrong, the almighty dollar replacing the almighty God. Okay, everyone
right, right
knows
and
the
wrong.
Difference
you, you
what
just,
is right
you just
and
talked
what
about,
is wrong.
You just talked about right and wrong. You know what's wrong? What's wrong is coming from Mexico, where you don't demand your rights, to America, where you're not a citizen, and you do. What is that?
No, everybody
that
is somebody's baby, and you treat somebody the way that you want
well,
to be treated.
Well, then why don't you go down there and tell the federales that south of the border?
So what are you saying?
Well, I have all these Americans that I have to tell that I rate my
why
own
why do you have to talk to Americans?
Them?
You're not come from America. Go tell the Mexicans where you're from.
Well, Phil,
this is like shooting fish
thinking,
in a barrel.
Well, I'm not legally responsible, and therefore
like
I don't
shoot.
Care.
You know what? I got
make
you.
Any money off of this, so I
got
have
you.
No interest.
I got you. I nailed you on that. He's not from here. He's from Mexico. So why does he go tell Fox? Boy, that is a great
deal. Oh, yeah, big deal. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell speared a guy with his Corvette behind his restaurant, and because he's undocumented, he doesn't have to do anything about it. It's the Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show. Discover your inner nun.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Have you ever had slip steak, or have you ever slipped steak? Well, that's our question at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Slip a long, thin piece of meat, and you will love it.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
Ted's of Beverly Hills is sponsored this section of the this portion of the Phil Henry Show. Ted, I know that we had you on to talk about your 59 Corvette, but the fact that you were showing your son Joshua how to pop the clutch in the alley behind your restaurant and wound up hitting one of your restaurant workers as he was bringing laundry out has caught the imagination of my listeners insofar as you say you aren't responsible.
Phil, I have nothing but the greatest of respect for the hardworking immigrants that come to this country, undocumented though they may be, or documented though they may be. In the case of Emilio, he was not documented. And so it's a quick, reflexive response when one of them slips and falls. Look,
you said you didn't want to take him even so much as take him in your Corvette to the hospital because he had the stink of pork.
I did not use the word stink. I said we had been featuring the pork center cut, and he had been slaving over the over a large steaming vat.
And how do you cook it?
What?
The center cut.
No, no, no. Well, the vat that he was wearing, we had a pork chili. And we generally have a steaming vat for our pork chili it's pretty big. It's almost a 200-gallon container. And he is up on a stepladder. And we went, I tell you, it's a very funny story. When we were at Big Bear Lake last year, I got a boat oar.
All right, we lost. Are you there, Ted?
I'm right here, Phil. I got somebody needed me to sign a check. So all day long, he's working on that chili. And now I don't understand what you're saying.
The man has a broken arm.
And the man had a cousin there with a truck.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mariah, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, well, I've never been to a show before, but boy, am I incensed at this. I've been an emergency room nurse for 25 years.
This is Ted Bell, by the way.
I've just retired, and I am moving to Mexico, where they will give you their last tortilla, sir.
Why is the man expecting me to do? Why didn't he stay in Mexico and get the medical help?
It matters not where.
Oh, yes, it does. This is not something you decided. I decided.
Document. Check them from you.
What?
Everyone, please do not give this man another scrap.
Well, this woman wants us to pay for something that the Mexican government should be paying for, and I don't think that that's right.
You should not be hiring and taking advantage of this.
Well, and they shouldn't be coming. Well, what am I supposed to do when they come to the country? Not hire them?
Why don't you give them a week's of pay so that he doesn't have to be at work in pain?
How about if the Mexican government gives him a week's worth of pay?
And I have lived before,
why are people leaving the country?
Treat people like human beings.
Why are they leaving the country? So you can't answer that one, can you?
Yes, I can. Just the reason I'm leaving the country, to experience...
Why are they leaving Mexico to come to the United States? What, for a vacation? Kev, I give you a break. Ted Bell, do you know who you're talking to?
They need money as much as you do.
Well, it's not my job.
They need to treat each other as...
I suggest that the Mexican government treat them well first, and then I'll see what I can do. I'm Ted Bell.
No.
Don't sign off with that.
No? No? What do you mean, no?
Spend a cent at this man's restaurant.
The guy comes from Mexico. I'd suggest that Vincente Fox give him some tortillas.
You are disgusting. You have a Corvette.
I'm disgusting because Vincente Fox can't make with a few tortillas?
What do you mean, Vincente?
You are a disgusting human being.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to make the record show that Mariah says I'm disgusting, even though Vincente Fox doesn't have enough tortilla mix to make a few flat ones for these people. And they have to come to the United States.
I don't think
you're real. So the things you're saying are so beyond the pale. You know what? I think you're made up.
What does that mean?
I think this is a made up voice.
I think you are absolutely the most bizarre person I have ever met. And
I'm bizarre because I'm bizarre because I want the Mexican government to take care of their people.
That's not the problem. You are the problem. You are not.
That's not the problem. Mexico is not. The Mexican government's not the problem.
Please don't send the Senate this
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not go to this woman's pottery shop down there in Mexico where she overcharges American tourists. Please do not.
What are you talking about, man?
I made my money in the United States.
No, this lady goes down there and she pretends like she's a resident.
Every kind of wealth to people who don't have a cent.
Hold on.
That's what I do continually
what
today.
What Mariah does is she has a little art store in Mexico and pretends like she's a resident. And meanwhile, where's your bank account, Mexico or America?
I have one in each. It has nothing to do.
Yes,
I don't have a Corvette that is more important than a human being.
No, but you do have a Corvette. I bet you got a better car than that.
I do not have anything that I would
give. Do you own property in the United States? Do you own property in the United States? I'll bet you've got a bank account at B of A that it would choke a horse.
I'm just asking everyone not to go to
I'm
restaurant.
Asking people not to go to this woman's art store down there in Mazatlan.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on, folks. No,
I think people should boycott this woman's little straw hat store that she's got down there that she overcharges American tourists and pretends like she's a local. What do you do, put shoe shine on your face to make it look a little browner?
Okay.
Ma'am,
I don't think you care about Mexicans when you shoe shine up your face. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm talking to Phil.
What kind of brown shoe polish do you use?
Ted, are you trying to incite this lit?
No, I want to ask how she does business in Mexico.
I told you I was an ER nurse for 25 years. I have retired. I support myself. And that has nothing to do with...
Well, if you support yourself, how much do you charge for the little straw hats and the trinkets you sell?
I would like to talk to Phil, please.
All right, hold on. I'll get him for you. Phil? Phil Hendry?
Hi.
Hi. What can I do for you?
I just hope this radio station never, ever accepts sponsorship from this man.
Well, he does spend a lot of money with us, ma'am. He's got one of the finest restaurants.
If you see me on the people that work for him.
Ma'am, did you buy your cell phone in the United States? I just wanted to ask you, because it's good.
That's why we need to be able to document people in the United States, to let them work so that they are not taken advantage of by these people.
Do you employ Mexicans in your down in Mexico, ma'am?
I have nothing more to say.
Okay, so she only employs, like, Lithuanians. And
What are you doing?
What?
I had to go out and go to the bathroom. What'd you do?
Nothing.
Did you pretend you were me?
Maybe. Maybe I didn't. And maybe I did. But just remember this. Whatever I do, and however I do it, whether it bleeds or whether I wear a medal, I'm Ted Bell.
Mr. Bell, all we're talking about here is humanity.
I understand.
The humanity of a man with a broken arm who needs immediate assistance that you knocked over with your car. I understand what you're saying about Mexico. I understand what you're saying about the entire immigration issue. I get that. But it is a humane instinct to get out of your car after you've hit someone, take a look at the guy.
See that he's not documented and run him over.
All right. I'm going to take a break. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You're just one more son of a bitch in a long line of son of bitches.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I got a good one. Hold on. Wait till you hear this.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling for a boycott of all American-owned art galleries in Mexico owned by Americans who pay the Mexican artist nothing and then overcharge by 8,000% to some gringos that come down there and want some Mexican art. Just like that Lady Mariah, who's on her way down there to where she sells straw hats. She has some small, squat Mesquite Indian make them for nothing and then sells them to guys like Mr. Hendry for $8 billion. I'm calling for...
This is a commercial segment that you're doing right here, not a pitch on...
No, hold on for a minute. I've got a right to say this. That woman... Before the entire listening audience of your radio show tried to commit the telephone version of a jailhouse gang you-know-what. Now, the Mexican people, the Mexican artist, is having it put to him with an irrigation ditch pipe by women like that. Because what she does is go down there, she buys the beautiful carving of the small mesquite Indian, then she...
What do you mean, the small mesquite?
I'm telling you, Sola, she buys the beautiful carving for like $5, then she turns around and sells it for $1 million to some guy who's down there with sunburned legs, zinc oxide on his nose, the digital hanging around his neck, his wife saying, hurry, hurry, from the steps of the bus, while he puts one more thing into a bag. Meanwhile, the gringo takes the money from the art gallery owner, takes it, looks at the check, kisses it, and then has it sent up to his American bank account where his home is. How do I know this? A friend of mine, who I don't want to say, was in that business until I told him I didn't approve.
Yeah, bull crap.
I swear to God, I had a friend of mine down at Todos de Santos, and I said, you know what? Unless I get a taste.
Yeah. 1-800.
Well.
1-800-449-8686. Rye, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, I just want to know if this was your son in another country and one had hit him, one that he was working for.
Yeah.
So how would you feel about that?
Well, there wouldn't be anything I could do about it because it isn't my country.
So you wouldn't, feel it to be right
or
wrong?
I may feel something, but what's that got to do with what I can do?
That has everything to
no,
do with...
No, there's only so much I can do. Look, you know how many Americans are thrown into prison in other countries? We can't do anything about it.
You know, you're right. You're right about that.
Yeah.
But the reason why I am saying that it is an issue here, because this isn't about your legal responsibility.
Well, what about down in Mexico?
This is about this is more of a moral issue.
Why
doesn't
Vicente Fox make with little tortilla bakings, mix up a few flat ones? Instead, he's...
What is this thing with Vicente Fox?
He's the guy that set him up here.
You know, the issue isn't about that. I have a background in HR. I have worked everything from restaurant industry.
What's that stand for?
Corporate human resource.
Oh.
Everything from restaurant, retail to corporate America. I've worked several restaurant owners.
Uh-huh.
And all I can really say is you know better.
Man.
You know, this isn't so much about a legal issue as it is about a moral issue.
Yeah, there is a moral issue. But what I did after I hit that man, and almost as at the moment he was making impact with a brick wall, in my mind, I was thinking this thought. All right, Ted Bell hit him, but Vicente Fox won't make with the goods, you know, the cheese. So the guy's up here. Now, who's more responsible for that man plowing into bricks? Me or Fox?
You hit him.
Fox sent him here. Fox sent him here because he can't provide a country and a society that can support that poor man beyond a couple of beans and some diarrhea-inducing water out
of
a faucet.
You know what? Being that I do have an HR background, I'll have to disagree with that
statement you just made. Absolutely.
Because the first thing that you probably thought after you hit him was, do I have my attorney's number with
no
me?
One
that
address,
is probably
no
the
one
very
is able
first
to
thing.
Address the Vicente Fox issue that I keep bringing up. Not one
because
person.
Because it's not the issue. The
yes,
issue
it is.
Is.
Why is the guy here?
Is as a business owner.
All right, Ted, are you saying that the issue is the guy's here in the first place?
Yes.
But you hired him.
Why not? Look, the lady's got a point. But the bigger question is, first of all, what is your name again, ma'am?
My name is Rye.
Rye, how do you spell that?
R-Y-E.
You got to be kidding. Did your parents name you after what your mother, as soon as you were born, your mother said, get me a ham sandwich on rye?
You
want to be a smartass.
Well, no.
You know what? That's actually kind of how I got my name, but
no.
Not really. You know what? My full name is really Ryan, but no one can ever say it, so I ask that I go by Rye because that is the name that I go by.
I don't want to ask you your last name, but I hope it's not Brent. Now, moving on.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
If you want to know something, I knew a girl. Her name was Raisin Bread. I swear to the Savior.
But
Raisin Bread.
As
an HR professional, I would suggest that one, if you want to have illegal immigrants working for you, then you should be prepared to deal with situations.
Exactly.
All right, what does the lady suggest I do? God, you people have been busting my castanets for a solid hour, and all I wanted to do was talk about a Corvette.
You busted a guy's arm, man.
You busted a guy's arm, and you know what? Another issue that you need to look at is if you do want to have illegal immigrants working for you, you need to get some kind of documentation on them. And I'm sure your lawyer would, you know, suggest the same thing, as well as any other HR consultant. You need to do something.
Well, ma'am, look, I'm not getting
really
sued because the guy's not going to sue me. If he sues me, if the guy sues me, excuse me, United States government, why is this guy here? And then I would say to the Mexican government, why'd you send him here? See, there's a bigger issue, And I wouldn't sue him. I'd turn around and I'd sue the Mexican government. I'd sue them all the way back to the days when they wore those tall hats.
The issue here.
By the way, is Rye your last name? Is Rye your last name?
No.
Because I was going to ask you, is your first name Hamlin?
You know, Ted.
No, seriously. If you, hi, my name is Hamlin Rye, and
real funny.
Isn't he a funny man?
Well, look, yeah. We are talking nonsense here. The lady won't address the fact that Vincente boxes everybody down there with their mouths sucking on a rusty old faucet, and they're drinking down water that would make you, that would send poo soup out of
but
you
Ted,
for a month.
Ted, you're getting more
what
back into the legal aspect
exactly.
of all of this.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're talking about a moral issue here, so, you know, try not to derail too much from the
good
moral
good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our roundtable discussion. I'm Ted Bell. With me is Hamlin Rye.
Hey, Rye, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686.
Hold the Rye.
Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't mess, and I don't play.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, they said, and they, I would...
Rye, go ahead. We've just got a few seconds.
So, Ted, I would suggest you do yourself a favor, you know, stick to your moral obligations here in
all
this
right.
situation.
I want to really seriously ask you. I'm a restaurant owner, Rye, and I agree with what you're saying.
Yes.
I want to ask you, and I'm very serious, how much money would it take to change your first name to Ham and Cheese? Put Ham and Cheese on, and your last name...
Will you stop?
I'm dead serious. I will give you $100,000 if you'll change your first name to Ham and Cheese on and your last name to Rye. Think about it. I'm Ted Bell.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.